Blog Talk Radio.
Ken Freeman with my WordPress updates for May 2nd, 2015. The official WordPress 4.2 was released earlier this week, and we want to talk about that today in our news. We also want to talk about a cross-site scripting SXS flaw that came in a number of themes. And then I want to go into page 2, and I want to talk to you about a new theme that we're recommending for Parallax full screen stuff. Plus, we want to talk about VPS SSD servers that are available to take you to the next level of WordPress hosting. And then, of course, page 3, we're going to deal with all of the problems that we hear about on WordPress, and we can't wait to take these to answer your questions. So let's get started with my WordPress help desk for May 2nd, 2015. In the news, its official WordPress 4.2 was released last week, but a major vulnerability was found forcing the 4.2.1 update just a few days ago. And we can be thankful that WordPress responded and fixed the cross-site scripting XSS problem. I've talked about the cross-site scripting XSS flaw in a number of theme plugins last episode, but this is different this time. Most of the time when I talk about WordPress vulnerabilities, it seems that it's always about vulnerable plugins. This time, a Finnish security researcher discovered a critical zero-day vulnerability in the core engine of the WordPress content management system. Yes, you heard it right here on my WordPress help desk. The WordPress CMS, used by millions of websites, was and has been vulnerable to a zero-day flaw that could have allowed hackers to remotely operate code execution on the web server in order to take full control of it. The vulnerability found by the Finland-based security firm Kalikka Oy turns out to have been a cross-site scripting XSS flaw buried deep into the WordPress comments system. The vulnerability affects the WordPress versions 3.9.3, 4.1.1, 4.1.2, and the most recent 4.2 even. The details of the zero-day flaw, along with a video and proof-of-concept code for exploit of the bug, appeared on the researcher's blog post this past Sunday, before the WordPress team could manage to release a patch. You can see this blog post over at klikki.fi/adv/wordpress2.html. If you wonder why the researcher made the zero-day public, I think we should dig just a little bit deeper. You see, a similar cross-site scripting XSS vulnerability was patched this week by WordPress developers as they quickly updated 4.2 to 4.2.1. But the problem is that WordPress knew about this XSS problem for almost 14 months after the bug was reported to the team last year. Due to the fear of delay in fixing this hole, the researcher went public with the details of the critical zero-day vulnerability in WordPress 4.2, and that's why the users of this popular content management system could be warned beforehand. And we also found that the blog reported the vulnerability to the WordPress team, but they refused all communication attempts, allegedly, and he made a first attempt to alert them about this way back in November 2014, and so they've been silent for 14 months. So what is this vulnerable XSS zero-day vulnerability? Well, the vulnerability allows a hacker to inject malicious JavaScript code into the comments section that appears at the bottom of millions of WordPress blogs or article posts worldwide. And however, this action should be, under normal circumstances, blocked. This weak link could allow hackers to change passwords, add new administrators, take out actions that could only be performed by the legitimate client administrator of the site. This is what is called a cross-site scripting attack. So what is the best practice to avoid this vulnerability? Well, first of all, update to the newest WordPress all the time. When 4.2 came out, I bet it wasn't 24 hours when 4.2.1 came out. So get your sites updated. If you haven't updated them, let them update automatically. Get that WordPress updated. Number two, to prevent exploitation, disable comments and all discussions inside the settings, and do not ever approve a comment, because comments are typically, when you don't allow comments, comments get in because of spammers. And spammers are known to insert exploits within the comments. So this is one of the major problems. But now we can find that in 4.2.1, this XSF problem has been solved. Now there are new things in 4.2.1 you need to know about. There's a new customizer that shows up on the left-hand side of the screen. And the new customizer is where your widgets are and all of those things. But right now, WP Tavern tells us that over this past week, only 24% of the themes hosted on WordPress.org actually support this customization. And what this customizer does is put all your widgets on that left side bar, and it makes it easier, sort of. But the problem is that if you want to start adding, deleting, removing certain widget components the way it used to be done, that's been completely done away with. So all change is not always 100% good. I hope that they will bring back the day that we can go in and actually move around and deal with our widgets the way we want to. Now, one great thing is that when updating plugins, if you recall, you used to have to regenerate the whole screen after a single update. Now the update regenerates on the page without having to regenerate the entire page. In news for developers who want to create custom plugins or WordPress themes, let me tell you about GenerateWP.com. GenerateWP.com allows you to quickly create a plugin, create the header or the function file to go in and do all of the setup for an entire theme if you wanted to. In fact, I was working on a custom menu recently, and we were having a bug bear about how to get it to work within the existing WordPress. And working with GenerateWP, we created a new menu, called it the menu we wanted, plugged it into the function area, and away we go. This brings me to a close of this segment of the WordPress news. So now it's time to move to page two as we talk about this new theme and we talk about the new hosting solution for WordPress. Today's WordPress focus. Today I want to focus on two key things. Every WordPress site depends on the selection of a theme, and every WordPress site has to be hosted. So I want to talk about solutions for both. Having worked with a number of themes, a theme that has won my approval rating comes from ThemeForest. I will say that I've not been a real fan of site themes from ThemeForest because some of them put out a themes, with a lack of back-end tools, lack of support, sometimes at a premium cost for a theme that then if you used it or tried to change it, it would break. Well, they've come a long way, and I'm most pleased about this new theme called Story. Story is a complete ThemeForest theme for WordPress, and I will say that as I started using Story about 2 weeks ago, that it had this bump in the road because right after I started using it came the notice that it was compromised by the XSS cross-scripting threat, and that was because it was a component used on almost all ThemeForest sites. And the email alerts from ThemeForest were still coming in, but a story from the moment of the alert has been through 3 specific upgrades to solve this XSS vulnerability. And I'm happy to say they quickly responded to the threat, updated their theme to lock it back down, and upgraded it again to even lock it down further. Now, the key benefits of Story are this: the full screen slider, the full width parallax banners that can be placed on any page, full-width galleries, full-width pricing animations, a full integration of WooCommerce, and an easy-to-use admin area. For instance, it's real easy to use Google Fonts. We know about using Google Fonts, having to go out to the font, find the font, get to copy the code, bring it back, put it in your header, and so forth. Here with Story, you just name the Google font and you write the short link that you need for Google to bring that particular font in there. And because they start with a couple of fonts from Google, it's easy just to copy the theme, put in the new theme name that you use or want, and away we go. And it's already embedded, it's already in the header, in other words, it takes care of it for you. Now, when we use Story, I find that one of the main benefits is the ease of using Story and how fast a site could be converted using this theme. Last Harvest Fellowship moved a box theme to Story in less than 4 hours, remake, start to finish. LastHarvest.org was completely restyled in Story in less than 4 hours. EMCFrontline.org was built in less than 12 hours from scratch using Story. Changes to PRC Solutions, a site that we run for nonprofit website design, was created in less than 3 hours. The logical, intuitive layout of the major components in their admin area mean a quick, comprehensive setup in a matter of minutes. Unlike other themes from ThemeForest, this theme comes stocked with its own child theme. And the child theme actually works like it should. A change made in the child theme is reflected on the main site. Now, the logical documentation of Story is another plus, because they give you an outline of details of how to use each of the components that have been built in to Story. So if you get busy building a site and you go, oh, how do I do that banner that is more than just a banner but actually has a button on it? Well, there you go, and you go to the banner area, you see the banner example, you see the code, you copy paste it, put it on your page, bingo, you are ready to roll with this full parallax, full page, endless sliding theme that has all these nice features. Well, the beauty of the parallax full screen page versus the old box formats is enough to say anything about this theme. It's a great theme to be using. And how's it being used? Well, I've run it on now 8 websites, each with a different look and feel, each with a different audience, each better looking on mobile, better looking on the inside pages, and much better looking on the main landing page. Some of the sites we worked on was an insurance site that went from a very static, dead HTML site to a limited parallax featuring full screen approach and very clean results, and Bentco.com couldn't be happier. They love their new site. A wonderful nonprofit donor site in New York City was completed by WPSiteMakers.com in just a matter of one day. And it's been a wonderful tool for us to use for our nonprofit that was celebrating 31 years and wanted to use this tool to tell its 4 missions on a front page landing page. And Story made it very easy. Now, here's how you can obtain Story. Go to http://themeforest.net/item/story-creative-responsive-multipurpose-theme/782-4993. Now, I'd like to shift gears and talk about the other element of that is a required element of using WordPress, and that is about WordPress hosting. As you know, one of our sponsors is Hosting Dash Master, and Hosting Dash Master hosts on an SSD server up on the cloud. Hosting01.com is our sister site that allows you to learn about SSD servers that are available, starting with the small to the large that you can install for your own dedicated results. But now there's a new SSD VPS on the cloud that you can now have that will cost you little more than a shared hosting account. Hosting Master is now providing SSD VPS accounts, all the storage you need for personal or small personal blogs or small business accounts, where you want the advantages of the VPS. And what are those advantages? The advantage of VPS hosting is that you're going to have a huge space, much more than a shared would allow, and you're going to have more bandwidth, which enables you to do what you like. And you can upgrade or downgrade your subscription at any time. You can configure anything you wish on your server as long as you own it. And you can run your own batch files to create multiple services inside the server using shell access, you can avail an extensive or dedicated 24/7 customer support, which will help you have better security levels. You can also use easy scalability and backup methods. And you can use user partitioning, allowing you to create custom firewall configurations. Now, the disadvantages to VPS hosting typically have been that you needed a dedicated system administrator to take care of your server. And that may be true unless you host through Hosting Master, who takes on the VPS hosting on the cloud as just another managed hosting that we provide. And it's usually costly, and you should be careful with those that offer you dirt cheap VPSs. At Hosting Master, we value our VPSs and we price them at what we think would be a very fair, reasonable level. You must be particular with certain applications because they might have issues running in a virtualized environment, but I can say WordPress sites run natively on VPS without any issues. Now, the differences between shared hosting, the common type of hosting that most WordPress is on, and VPS hosting. Shared hosting and VPS hosting have many differences, but I think the main ones are this. Resources. Shared hosting will have access to a limited number of resources, while the VPS hosting allows private disk spaces, having full much greater resource availability of the server and its core usage. Security. Shared hosting is comparatively less secure and even putting you at risk more than VPS hosting, which is highly secure. The platform is that shared hosting provides a basic level of file system and compartmentalism, but a VPS enables full virtualization. And the performance is another matter, and that is that shared hosting places your site alongside hundreds, even thousands of other websites. And all it takes is for one or more of those hundreds or thousand websites on your shared IP to degrade or diminish your performance. When you're on an SSD VPS up on the cloud, you are the only neighbor you have on your VPS. You can opt for VPS hosting in many cases, such as expanding your business beyond a normal shared hosting level, expectation of significant increase in traffic over the next few months, a plan to work with confidential or secure data in your business, or you intend to increase the headcount, which in turn requires a greater email capacity to send all of your emails. Or you need to plan to host multiple sites or blogs very soon and you don't know how to go to a dedicated, you can't afford a dedicated, well, a VPS is a good next step. And one of the features of the cloud-based WordPress hosting is that it's all done within the WordPress backend. And if you are on a shared, you would normally have a cPanel or Plex to manage your databases and email and so forth. And if this is the case, then for about $20 a month, you can have your own cPanel WHM license for your VPS so that you can manage multiple accounts. So let's say that you're running a medical practice site because it needs to be up and performing day and night all the time. It should exist on either its own dedicated or at least an SSD-based VPS so that they have full resources for their WordPress site. Our VPSs start as low as $29.95 for 40 gigs of storage and 3 terabytes of bandwidth, 4 cores of power, and then 2 gigs of RAM. And if you need more, we have an 80 gig that just goes up just a few dollars a month. And if you need more, ask Hosting Master for a free quote for your own dedicated SSD server up on the cloud. And when you do, then I think you're going to be very satisfied with your VPS. Well, this concludes our focus for the week. Let's turn now to the next part of our podcast, our question and answer segment, where I get to answer your real questions. Now, remember, if you want to ask a question, then send me an email to support@awebstore.com or text me at 903-926-2607. Welcome to our question and answer segment. Remember, if you want to ask a question, send an email to support@awebstore.com or text me at 903-926-2607. Well, in our first question, Carrie writes, I manage a WordPress website for a company, and I trust WordPress security above all. Recently, I did a scan of the website because someone from Spain had tried over 88 times on 88 different IP addresses to access the login page. Oddly, the scan came back with a line of code in the wp-config file where it appears that we've been hacked. In other words, there's a foreign file running an x64/x72. There were two files added to the WP admin, a tmp.php and a tmpfail.php. Both were run in base64 code. And I know that when a site has been hacked, sometimes they will even go over and put files in the uploads directory because they know that you're probably not going to look inside your uploads. Well, first of all, I have not seen that exact hack. However, to be sure, you want to make sure you're not running comments on your WordPress, and you want to make sure that your WordPress is up to date to the 4.2.1. Third, to block such brute force attacks, use an htaccess deny all and allow from rule that allows only your IP to get into the WordPress backend. Certainly batten down the hatches of your WordPress and remove your README HTML file, remove any install PHP, and remove all references to your WordPress version. Now, in our second question, Bill asked about using multiple security plugins like WordFence and Bulletproof Security. Well, my advice is don't use a plugin which then builds in two types of security, such as Bulletproof and WordFence. It's one thing to use one, but don't use both. And don't use uncommon security plugins. The last time I read about a big vulnerability on WordPress plugins called the XSS vulnerability, you go out and you want to look and find the plugin that has the most traffic, the most users. And it may be a premium one, but if you want to protect your site, do not make that mistake with a plugin. Research how to make manual updates and also how to recommend htaccess tricks. If you're not required to run a contact form, a search form, or comments, turn off all these features because every one of them are a possible hacking area. And also remember to change the standard WordPress login URL and hide the WordPress version on sources of the page. If you need a login form, please use CAPTCHA and do not use social media logins. In our third question, Taylor writes, I need suggestions for a very simple, down and dirty way for a wholesaler to list his inventory pricing without shopping cart functions. And he wants his customers to be able to answer a password, probably the same one for everyone, and view a table spreadsheet. Well, there's a great grid creation plugin for WordPress found over at ThemeForest, over at CodeCanyon/essential-grid-wordpress-plugin/756-3340. Now, it's about $25, but if you put your individual products as posts, not pages, this plugin will create a grid for you based on the post, or based on the post, but with categories being the determining factor. And I'm not sure, but I think tags will also work. The grid has all sorts of nice mouse-over effects and lots of options, and so the shop page could have a grid, depending on how many products, numerous shop pages per type or grouping, and the grid maker will pick the featured images off each product or post and display them in thumbnail size in the grid if you want, and that's another option. And it can work inside a user password access, which I know where there are plugins for, but I don't remember them right now as we're in the middle of this broadcast. But in other words, just search for user password access plugins and see what comes up. Well, in our fourth question, Jim asks this question. He says, hello, everyone. I recently took our site live. Which is the best way to monitor traffic and determine who is responding to our mailings and tweets, etc.? Well, I think mainly I would recommend Google Analytics tracking onto your site, which generally is very simple to do. And also, the integration for MailChimp will also allow you to use your mail and have it feed analytics. Various plugins, which gives you more insight into what's happening in your WordPress admin panel rather than going into Google Analytics system itself. and you can search them and read about them and their reviews directly at WordPress at wordpress.org/plugins. Well, in our last question, what can I do to speed up my site? I'm hosting on Bluehost, and my site is getting slower every day. Well, first, you need to run WordPress on an SSD server, period. No questions asked. Why? Because SSD hosting speeds up the WordPress processing 100%. But more than that, if you need a WordPress-concentric host, seriously consider hosting providers such as Hosting Dashmaster, because we understand the need. And at Hosting Dashmaster for your WordPress, one thing that we do is that we provide global gzip compression and Google PageSpeed enabling of each page. So check out our sponsor, hosting-master.com, and be sure that you have rested in them with your site review. Now, let's review what we've talked about. We said that if you have not yet updated, update to 4.2.1. You need to do that and make sure that all your plugins are updated. If you want to custom write plugins, themes, or bookmarks, go over to generatewp.com and look at the ease of building these plugins and themes. If you want a great modern theme to use when building sites for your clients, check out Story and look for Theme Forest as a gift from above. Well, friend, I think we're just about out of time, and I appreciate every one of you coming and being part of us. Won't you tell your friends about my WordPress Help Desk? Won't you subscribe while you're here? And then leave your comments below and let me hear from you. Until we meet again next week for another broadcast on May 9th. Now remember to visit our sponsors for this week's show. First of all, visit awscreativesolutions.com to learn about how to contact us, where to contact us, and so forth. Then visit wp-sitemakers.com to learn about our WordPress design work. We invite all WordPress developers to join us there and be part of our locator service so that we can now share in the load of building WordPress sites so that now you can also receive work and we can know where you are in case we want to join with you to help outsource any of your work. So go to wp-sitemakers.com and let's connect. Number three, we want you to know about site-keeper.com because this is where we provide WordPress management and site management. If you need a site just to be updated on the regular, then call and let us become your contractor to do that. Of course, we want you to know about hosting-master.com because that is our special high-speed SSD hosting up on the cloud for WordPress. And we want you to receive the benefit of that hosting for your WordPress. So give us a call over at hosting-master.com. And, of course, if you're wanting to know more about SSD servers, VPSs, dedicated servers, go over to hosting01.com. And I think you'll find what you need over there. I'd like to just take a moment and thank everyone for listening last week as we talked about having my birthday and having a chance to hear from so many of you who communicated with us. I appreciate everyone that remembered me on my birthday. And also, I'm glad that you had a chance to learn about our ministry, Last Harvest, the Outreach. I hope that if you ever have a question or you have a need, visit us over there at Last Harvest, and we would love to entertain you with some of the best Bible teaching, some of the best worship, some of the best prayer support. And we do that because we care. Listen, it's been good to be with you. Now, remember that next week, May 9th, we will be broadcasting live right here. Tell your friends about us and join with us, won't you, as we come again to mywordpresshelpdesk.com. Been listening to My WordPress Help Desk with Ken Freeman. Join us next week for another discussion of WordPress Help.